There's a special event happening at Three Rivers Casino Resort this Sunday. It starts at 2 o'clock. It is featuring the movie Here Is Better. And William Wagner is here with the Department of Veteran Affairs. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I always love coming down to Florence. And yeah, we're really excited about this event Sunday.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about this. What is the movie about? I know it's helping with veterans and dealing with mental health and PTSD and issues like that. But what's the movie about? What does the movie entail?
Well, I think in today's society, with the way that technology is always pulling us away from everything, we very seldom remember to ground and come back to the people, places, and things that we love. And I think post-COVID, we've really struggled to connect from a community standpoint. And I work under suicide prevention as a community engagement and partnership coordinator. So one of the things I get to do that's amazing is build these coalitions. We have a wonderful coalition here in Florence, and we've put together this idea to partner with an outfit out of Portland called Returning Veterans Project, and they own the rights to this documentary, Here Is Better. The idea of Here Is Better is that a lot of times when we ground ourselves, we see a whole different scene altogether than we are when we get off course, and we all get off course. We bring each other back to the middle, and we need each other as people. And so that's what this documentary talks about. It specifically focuses on the veteran population. And I think that, you know, veteran suicide prevention is very universal and ubiquitous. Is how we treat our veterans is sort of reminiscent of how we treat each other as a whole, as a society. So we're really glad to partner with Three Rivers Casino as well to bring this event to the public for free on Sunday from 2 to 5 o'clock.
Do you see the distractions as adding to the mental health problems with veterans and that? Because you talk about coming back, getting grounded. Do you think all the things out there that distract us add to the angst and to the depression and things that they feel?
Without question. I think for a lot of veterans, you know, I served from 98 to 2006. And when I got out, it was just a completely different world. You know, the military is a very regimented place, and there's a brotherhood, sisterhood. You learn to trust people with your lives, and everything is there. There's a schedule, there's an itinerary, and then you get out and things are a lot more chaotic and disordered. And I think if you're somebody that comes out with anxiety, PTSD, depression, it makes it even worse. You can feel completely lost and disconnected. And you go long enough with that, it's going to start to have some effects on your mental health. And so I think one of the big pieces as well is learning to be human again. And this documentary focuses on that. It follows four veterans through the readjustment process, into counseling sessions, into their homes. It's very in-depth. And, you know, I really think out here in Florence, where we have 2,000 veterans out of a 10,000 population, a lot of those veterans are aged, you know, over 65, Vietnam era or Vietnam theater direct. And, you know, they're in the final sort of chapters of their books. And, you know, to be able to open up and connect with people in those meaningful ways and share that love back and forth, how do you put a price tag on that? And so I think it'll be extremely helpful for the community to sit down, watch this documentary, and then, you know, have some discussions afterward with the people that care about them.
When you look at the different, you know, conflicts that we've been in and the wars and that, and including Afghanistan and Iraq and all that, did we get a late start at this? Because you mentioned, you know, the Vietnam veterans, you know, they came back to a difficult situation when they came back. Did we get a late start kind of figuring out what veterans needed when they got out of the service?
I believe so. I mean, I think I take my hats off to the Vietnam veterans because they endured so much and in a lot of ways were canaries in the coal mine. They were indicators of where we needed to replace and reemphasize our focus. I was lucky enough to work for a small part of the VA started in 2010 called the Vet Center, and they do readjustment counseling for veterans from a lot of underserved groups to include combat veterans. A lot of times we think, well, all veterans deploy, and that's not the case. Actually, especially with Iraq and Afghanistan, that's a small number of people that deployed time and time and time again. So a lot of these folks have very compounded challenges and you know, complex PTSDs and things like this. And so it takes a while to unfurl all that. And the Vietnam veterans have that empathy, getting them out, and they've just cleared a path for the younger generation to come in behind and have a whole different VA. The simple fact that I have a position that allows me to go out across the Roseburg VA Medical Center catchment, which spans all the way down to Humboldt County, California, is amazing. And I love going into all these small towns and rural communities and being able to not just advocate, but unite people and sort of teach people how to talk to each other across that paradigm. And it's awesome. The Vietnam veterans just love the fact that we're out here doing this because it helps them see the bright side of all those sacrifices that they made.
Are we also seeing issues with maybe servicemen and women who didn't see combat, who weren't in the battlefield situation, dealing with situations, whether it's PTSD, PTSD or depression? Are we seeing that from just the normal servicemen and women?
Absolutely. I think modern day service, it's very fast moving. It's highly technical. For example, if you're a drone operator, early on they wondered, you know, how would these drone operators, how would all the missions that they were running affect their psyche? And of course they're going to get PTSD. You know, a lot of times those cameras as they're going into missions are crystal clear. So it's like you're right there in real time on the field. And then there's also this secondary affect of just being on the bubble. You know, they tell us, hey, you may deploy at any time and you don't know when you're going. And so you learn to live with this persistent anxiety. And over time, that's going to create physiological distress for you. And so the cool thing about this is that we can find areas to be able to connect on and unite each other. It helps take the stigma off of help seeking.
Now, the movie that's going to be showing this weekend, this is for everybody. This isn't just for veterans. That talk about the benefits for educators and that may be wanting to watch this movie.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we have a veteran community partnership here in Florence that we've had now for probably about 5 years. During COVID, when I was still with the Vet Center, I came out and the DAV was nice enough to give us space and we started seeing veterans here locally. And then that kind of evolved into a coalition of sorts because the mobile crisis team, the police, all the first responders were like, hey, why don't we partner up? And I got to tell you, Western Lane, who's also contributed a lot to this documentary, their foundation has been a big part of funding this and helping with Three Rivers to be able to provide all these things for free. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. And I think by everybody coming together, they learn how to help each other. Because when a veteran is healthy, there's this natural ingrained idea of public service. And they will give back once they get. That's how we do it, right? That's the veteran ethos. And so there's a lot of return on investment socially from a healthy veteran population. And of course, there's a lot of people that wanted to serve, but for one reason or another, couldn't. And this gives them that opportunity to get out and connect and get that sense of service and pride. Something that sense of purpose is more important than ever in this hyper matrix that we live in.
I don't know if this is maybe out of your wheelhouse or not, but has there been any studies to say what job opportunities best fit veterans coming out of the military? You know, in other words, like some people, well, they'll go back to doing what they did before, maybe that. But are there things that maybe are more helpful to them and their psyche when they come out of the military?
You know, we do such a great job in Oregon. The universities, Oregon State and University of Oregon, are amazing. We have UO has Maria Kalmbach and Oregon State has Willie Elvering. And they have done so much over the years to make sure that the schools understand the unique challenges for veterans as they try to use their GI bills. I think a lot of it depends on what your training, you know, consisted of and what your specialties were. And those that are in tech fields and emerging fields can make an easier transition. Or if you have certifications, say you were a jet mechanic or something like this. But a lot of people that had more ambiguous positions where they were covering all find it very difficult, I think, to adjust. And getting out can be a very scary thing. So that's one of these things is sometimes you just need to get started on something. And whether it's a community project or joining in with an organization, it helps you get going again. Because when you get stopped, the longer you're stopped, the harder it is to start up. So I think that's one of the things we've learned is just have events, get people out, get them talking and connected. And a lot of that garden itself will just continue to grow.
I know when you first go into the military, you take the ASVAB. I believe it's still considered called the ASVAB, which is a test that kind of shows where your areas of strength are. Is there anything like when you get out of the military, like when you're going to the college or something, do they have something that says, hey, let's take a look at this now after you've been...
Yeah, they have the CIS.
Different than placement tests. I mean, I'm not talking about a placement test.
Yeah, but well, they'll have like the Campbell Inventory Skills Survey and a lot of different things that they'll go through to be able to identify the proclivities and the strengths and weaknesses. But I think for a lot of veterans that get out, anxiety is one of the big pieces because even if they're young, they're old, there's this idea of the mental maturity that just rapidly occurs when you get deployed or when you're facing, you know, dire straits for a long period of time. Is you get very brazen and you get very real, and it sort of takes away that childhood imagination and that zest for, you know, life. You become more mechanistic and purpose driven, and I think a lot of veterans, you know, struggle when they get out to just stay in that again, that ambiguous, window where we need to stay so that, because one of the trademark symptoms of PTSD is emotional numbing. And to get people off of that and opening back up and being vulnerable is the ticket. But it takes time because, again, a lot of times there's so much moral and emotional injury. Afghanistan and Iraq were both very unique wars in that there wasn't any clear indicator of where the victories were. And a lot of folks were lost in situations that were, again, very sort of individual to the units. It wasn't something that where you could just say, 300 or 400 people were killed in this battle. A lot of it was roadside bombs and guerrilla warfare with terror, similar to Vietnam, but a lot more hyper-focused and intense. And a lot of people didn't get to grieve. So survivor guilt is another big thing that people deal with when they come back. And this movie touches on that, this documentary, in a way that's real. It's not just covering the story, but it's tackling the tough issues in a way. It's teaching people those icebreaker questions of how do you engage somebody that's there? And so to answer your question about voc rehab and things like this, I think there's a social part of it that says, hey, it's time to open up and we will help you cross that bridge so you can put aside some of the shame and guilt and just be you. Because I think that's the most important thing is people just want to find out who they are again and then go back and talk about instead of being infiltrated full of, where did you serve? Did you blow things up? Did you get to do cool stuff? Veterans don't appreciate those questions. They'll open up to you in time. And I think the more we can teach the public about how to engage veterans, the better off we're going to be from both sides.
I think what you bring up a good point because a lot of course, now we don't have many, if any, World War II veterans anymore. But that was one of the things they didn't really like to talk about what they went through or what they experienced. And, the public was like, we're always curious. We're always wanting to know. But, some deep-seated, things that they went through that were just hard to share. And that still happens today, I guess, with them.
It really does. And you have to take your hats off to the Vietnam veterans for teaching us emotional intelligence about their, everybody has feelings. Everybody's human. It's okay to show that, quote unquote, weakness. That weakness is not weakness at all. It's a strong force that keeps you grounded and it keeps you emotionally intelligent so that you don't fade away. And that's that big piece is when you stay connected, right? That benefits everybody around you and you can learn how to be strong even when you don't feel strong. And I credit the Vietnam veterans for continuing to wake up day after day, year after year, decade after decade. And there's a band of brothers meeting here in town every Monday at the Elks from 10:30 to noon. And I go over there and it's just 60, 65, mostly Vietnam veterans. And to see them upright, engaged, still caring about the community after everything they've been through is as heartwarming and inspiring as you can possibly get.
The documentary is Here Is Better. Hope Makes the Mission Possible. William Wagner is with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. It is at 2:00 at Three Rivers Casino. William, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope everybody can come out on Sunday.